What about James Joyce's epiphanies?
Now, that's another thing. This has to do with the aesthetic experience. Joyce's formula for the aesthetic experience is that it does not move you to want to possess the object. That he calls pornography. Nor does it move you to criticize and reject the object. That he calls didactic, social criticism in art and all that kind of thing. It is beholding the object. And he says you put a frame around it and see it as one thing. And then seeing it as one thing, you become aware of the relationship of part to part, and the part to the whole, and the whole to each of the parts. This is the essential aesthetic factor, rhythm, the rhythm. Rhythmic relationships. And when a fortunate rhythm has been struck by the artist, there is a radiance. That's the epiphany. And that is what would be the Christ coming through. Do you understand what I'm saying?
The face of the saint beholding God.
And it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you could take someone who you would think of as being a monster. That is an ethical judgment on the life. And this is transcendentive ethics, no didactic.
So that's where I would disagree with you, because it seems to me in order to experience the epiphany, that which you behold but do not want to possess must be beautiful in some way. And a moment ago when you talked about your peak experience, running, you said it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful is an aesthetic word.
That's right.
And how can you behold a monster?
I tell you, there's another emotion associated with art, which is not of the beautiful, but of the sublime. And what we call monsters can be seen as sublime. And they represent powers too great for the mere forms of life to survive. Prodigious expanse of space is sublime. Mm. This is the thing that the Buddhists know how to achieve in their temples. Particularly when I was in Kyoto, I was there for 7 glorious months.
In Japan.
Yeah, visiting some of the temple gardens. They are so designed that you're experiencing something here, and then you break past the screen and a whole new horizon opens out. And somehow with the diminishment of your own ego, the consciousness expands. This is the experience of the sublime. Another experience of the sublime is not of tremendous space, but of tremendous energy and power. And I have known a couple of people who were in Central Europe during the saturation bombings that were conducted over those cities. And there is you just have the experience of the sublime there.
I once interviewed a veteran of the Second World War, and I was talking to him about his experience at the Battle of the Bulge with the assault of the Germans about to succeed. And
yeah.
I said, well, as you look back on it, what was it? And he said, it was sublime.
And so the monster comes through there.
What do you mean by monster?
Well, by a monster, I mean someone who breaks all of your standards for harmony and for ethical conduct.
Is there a story in mythology that illustrates the sublime in the monster?
Well, the god of the end of the world, Vishnu at the end of the world, is a monster. I mean, good night, he's destroying the world, first with fire, and then with the torrential flood that drowns out the fire and everything else, and nothing's left but ash, the whole universe has been wiped out. That's God.
Well, the Christian millennialists talk of the rapture.
Well, read chapter 13 in Mark.
Which says?
That's the end of the world. You see, these are experiences that go past ethical judgment. The ethics is wiped out. Our religions, with the accent on the human, as I mentioned a little while ago, also stress the ethical. Yeah. God is good. God is horrific. The end of the world. There's an Arab saying that I read somewhere in the Arabian Nights of the angel of death. When the angel of death comes, it is terrible. When he has reached you, it is bliss. Now, in the Buddhist systems, particularly as we get them from Tibet, the Buddhas appear in two aspects. There's the peaceful aspect, and there is the wrathful aspect of the deity. Now, if you're clinging to your ego and its little world and hanging on, and the deity wants to open you, the wrathful aspect comes. It seems to you terrible. But if you are open, and open enough, then that same deity would be experienced as bliss.